A friendly reminder that Mincha this afternoon is right here at 4:20, right here. Also a friendly reminder, we're learning Masechta Kelim. We are on Perek Chaf Zayin. We are learning Mishnayos Daled and Hey. The Mishnah begins, HaMekatzea Mikulam. It doesn't matter what type of material you're talking about. If it gets cut down, tefach al tefach, to a size of a tefach al tefach, tamei, it's still able to retain even tumas midras, because it can be used to be a patch on a saddle on a donkey, and so therefore it continues to do me'ein malacha, and so therefore the tumah would continue. Mishulei akupa tefach al tefach, what if I trim the bottom of a basket to the size of a tefach al tefach, tamei, again, it still continues to sift, so therefore it continues to do the malacha. Mitzdadei akupa, but if I cut off from the sides, so Reb Shimon is of the opinion that once you take it off the sides, it doesn't serve the same function, so the tumah would have disappeared. But the Chachamim say no, if it's a piece of a basket that's a tefach by a tefach, it's going to be tameh, because it can serve its size if you turn it sideways. We don't paskin like Reb Shimon. But lo ye nafo kvar sheskinan li yeshiva. What happens if you have a worn-out sifter or a worn-out sieve, and now you want to use it to sit? So Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says that such a situation, it's still functioning, and so therefore it's going to be tamei. They say it's Torah until you trim it all the way down and turn it into a moshav, and that's the way we paskin. Kisei shel katan sheishel reglayim. What if you have a child's chair? It has legs, even if it's not the height of a tefach. It's still a chair, and it's still able to be tamei. Chaluk shel katan, if you have a shirt of a child, so Rabbi Eliezer Omer kol shu, Rabbi Eliezer says it's any size, and whatever it is, if it's a shirt, it's able to become tamei. Until it has the size, and of course it's measured double, because it has a front and a back. It has to be three tefachim in the front and three tefachim in the back, which is really six in total, which is the double the size. Okay, so that's how we measure it. Sometimes we're going to see measurements that will have to be doubled. That will be the subject of the Mishnah that we'll study tomorrow. But enough, we'll stop here for today. Everybody have a terrific day.